Amen. So I want to talk to you today from the subject of honoring godly fathers, honoring godly fathers. So today we honor the fathers who stand strong, we honor the fathers who lead well, and we honor the fathers who love deeply. And I know I already told you to give them a big hand, but I'm going to count right during my live lesson on the count of three, and I want you to make some amazing noise for all these amazing fathers. Here we go. One, two, three. Make some noise for Yeah. Amen. And you know, on Mother's Day, I wore a suit. You got it. So I'm bringing the same energy for Father's Day. Amen. I'm wearing a suit on Father's Day. Praise the Lord. And if you took Mama out on Mother's Day, I hope you're taking Father out on Father's Day. Amen. But I'm going to leave that alone. Praise the Lord. Brothers, I did my best. I did my best. And so we really want to honor all of the fathers. You know, nobody's perfect, and we understand that fathers are not perfect, but when they walk with God, they leave a legacy that blesses generations to come. And so I want, y'all, I don't have 3 points. It's Father's Day. I have 4 simple points that I know that are going to be a blessing to you. We're still going to get out in plenty of time, but I've got 4 points that I want to push as we honor godly fathers. So let's jump right into it. Everybody say point number one. Point number one, fathers lead with love and sacrifice. Godly fathers lead with love and sacrifice. They do it God's way. Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 4th verse says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children unto wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." And so, yes, while it's important to understand that a father should not provoke our children, but we should bring them up in the ways of God. And that does include correction, and that does include discipline, but it includes doing it in love. Can I get a... Because the Bible teaches us in Hebrews 12 and 6, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. That word chastens means disciplines or corrects. And so it's important that as fathers that we lead and that we love. But it's also important that we correct, so we're leading our children not down the wrong way, but down the right way. I remember when Jay was younger, especially in his teenage years, and y'all know how teenagers can be, praise the Lord. And, I would correct him and I would discipline him. And tell him, no, you can't do that, and you ain't going out with your friends, and you can't drive right now. You know, you have to do those things. And so it's important, because what happens is our kids are a direct result of who we are and how we raise them, right? And so I remember when I would get on him, and you know, I told him, listen, son, I'm really doing this because I love you and I have your best interest at heart. And I tried to get him to understand, you know, things are okay because you live in the house, you know. Like, mom and daddy gonna take care of you. Life is good and everything, but the world is crazy out there, and everybody's not gonna look out for you, and everybody's not gonna love you, and everybody's not gonna have your best interest at heart. So I explained to him that it's my job to correct him and my job to discipline him, so that way when he gets out there in life, life won't swallow him up. Does that make sense? And so I think that it's important to understand that, because we also see direct examples of parents who just let their kids do anything they wanted to do, and then you see the end result of that, and a lot of times it's not good. Amen? And so it's so important that we lead with love and that we lead with sacrifice. A father's love shapes his children's view of God. If fathers love the right way, they give them a glimpse of what God's love looks like. And so it's important to understand that. Not only that, but a father, when you begin to understand leadership, in the context of this lesson, there's 3 things I'll share with you, although there's a lot of places I can go. A father's leadership is shown through 3 things: humility, guidance, and sacrifice. When you think about a father's leadership, it's shown through humility, through guidance, and through sacrifice. When we begin to talk about humility, when demonstrating humility as fathers, we are to teach our children to think highly of themselves, but just not to think more highly as they ought to. But then we are supposed to walk that out ourselves. Our children should see that I have a father that holds his head up high, but he's humble. You understand? I have a father who holds his head up high, but he's also respectful and honoring to other people. I don't have a father who just thinks he's the man that can't nobody tell him nothing, and he'll go off on people when he wants to. That's setting the wrong example. Does that make sense? And so so it's so important to understand that. When demonstrating guidance, we are to mentor our children because we've already been down the road that they're going. That is all that mentorship is. It is taking someone down a road that you've already been. And that is why, you know, some fathers are some of the best teachers when it comes to different things in life. I do agree. I heard someone say recently, like, a son needs his father. And I 100% agree with that. But a daughter needs his father too. You got it? And it's so important. And that's why I believe the enemy fights against family and wreaks havoc and even causes everyone to end up in divorces. And I know sometimes divorces need to happen. Maybe the marriage shouldn't happen in the first place. But there's a lot of times I believe divorce happens because of immaturity and because we just are selfish and don't want to make things work, not understanding you've got these kids now that aren't going to sit at the table every morning with the mom and the dad. And don't get upset with Pastor, and don't get mad at Pastor. I'm not knocking anybody's situation. I'm just telling you that ultimately God's plan was for the family to be one unit so that the son and the daughter can get what they need from their father and from their mother. Does that make sense? And so, yeah, thank you for clapping. Amen. And so it's important, and that's why if I have husband and wives in the room right now, do everything you can to keep your marriage the way it's supposed to be. Do everything you can to keep your relationship the way it's supposed to be, because the enemy would do nothing but to love to fight you and to divide you, to make you go one way and you go the other way, and now the kids are torn between the two. You got it. And so so we have to understand. And so it has a lot to do with the leadership of a father through humility and guidance and also sacrifice. One thing about a godly father is going to sacrifice and do whatever it is that they need to do to make sure their family is protected and provided for and that everything is okay. Can I get a... Yeah, and so, you know, that's the bottom line. I don't know about any other fathers in the room, but I'm going to make sure I take care of my family. I'm going to make sure that I provide for my family. I'm going to make sure that I protect my family. You understand? At all costs, praise the Lord. You know, at night, we set the alarm. You got it? And I put the gun by the bedside, praise the Lord. So, you know, I don't ever want to have to use it, but you come on up in there if you want to. You understand what I'm saying? and so, you know, because in the Marine Corps, at least, you know, then there was marksman. Then there was sharpshooter. Then there was IB's an expert, praise the Lord. All right, and so, but that's what I love about a godly father. A father is going to do whatever it is that he has to do. I saw this meme, and ladies, please don't take this the wrong way, because the meme is not to pick on women, okay? But I saw this meme where the husband and the wife were in the store, and they were just walking, and they say, this is what it looks like when the man is in the store, and this is what it looks like when the woman is in the store. So the man is in the store, he's walking behind his wife, he's like, yeah, I could take them out if I need to. You got it? There's an exit plan in case we need to go that way. You know, that's what the man is thinking about, right? And when it shows the ladies, oh man, this is just amazing, isn't that? They've got a sale over there. It just shows the difference. You got it? But thank God for a good man who's always on the watch to make sure he's going to protect what belongs to him. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so fathers, you're not just raising children, you're raising future leaders, you're raising believers, you're raising world overcomers who are going to shape this next generation. And so thank God for all the fathers who have any role, whether they're your biological children. I don't really like the whole stepchildren kind of thing. If they're mine, they mine, praise the Lord. But if you're making an impact in any kind of way, shout out to every, whether you're mentoring them, coaching them, thank God for you. Does that make sense? And so you're making a difference. Everybody say, you're making a difference. And so fathers lead with love and sacrifice. Okay, everybody say number two. Number two, fathers walk with integrity. Fathers walk with integrity. Proverbs, the 20th chapter and the 7th verse says, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Integrity is so vital and is so important in a world, in a culture where we don't really see integrity. Our kids need to see it through us because they may not learn it outside of the four walls of the home. You got it. And integrity, let me just help you because, nobody's perfect, right? I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Everybody's got issues. I've got issues. You got issues. All God's children got issues. If you don't think you have an issue, that's your issue, right? Like, so we all have issues. So father's integrity isn't about perfection. It's about consistency and honesty. It is about every day waking up and I'm going to do my best to be my best. And if I mess up, if I miss the mark, I will apologize to God. If I need to apologize to my family, I'm going to do whatever it is that I'm going to do. But I'm going to, watch this, make it a point to every day wake up and give it my very best. Because I need every father to understand that your example is even more powerful than your instruction. And while your instruction is important, and while your children need your instruction, it would be kind of vain to give them instruction but not walk out what you're teaching them. Does that make sense? Because John Maxwell taught me years ago that people do what people see, and that includes your children. A lot of times, your children are going to do what they see you do. More is caught than is ever taught. You understand? And so that's why we have to lead with love. That's why we have to sacrifice for our children. That is why we have to have the humility and learn to walk in integrity, so that way our children behind us will walk with integrity. And so, our children see what we're doing even at a very young age. They really do. They see what they're doing. And that's why I'm so thankful that, my kids never saw me talking down on my wife. My kids never saw me raise my hand at my wife. And if there was a time we didn't agree on something, we wouldn't be disagreed in front of them. We knew we're going to wait till they go to bed, and then we'll go to the bedroom, and we'll talk about it. And when we talk about it, we're not going to raise our voices for them to hear it. You understand? Why? Because that's not what they need in life. That's not the example. Yes, there's going to be times you don't agree with your spouse on things. That's normal. But so there's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is when the kids are there, well, man, that's what I'm talking about. I can't never get a break. Well, you don't need a break because you don't do enough right there. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, and you're going back and forth and back and forth, and that's what the kids see. And if you're not careful, you wonder when the son grows up, why is he mistreating, his wife or his girlfriend? Because that's what he saw. Oh, you're quiet in here, but I'm doing good. But if they saw me loving, if they saw me unconditional, if they saw me, at being at peace and getting along and loving up, watch this, then that's the example that they'll set. You got or have. Does that make sense? And so I've seen that, in my own son. You got it? I always play with him. I call it his lady friend, his girlfriend. But he loves her and he has the heart. He talks to me sometimes, I don't want to do anything, wrong, and I want to do this, and Dad, I'm trying my best to live my life in a certain way. And I'm now realizing that everything that I taught him along the way, he's now practicing that. Does that make sense? And so now I'm getting to the point where he still allows me to mentor him. He still allows me to speak into his life. If there's something wrong, he doesn't mind. Dad said, hey, son, I kind of noticed this. And he allows that. Why? Because he's trying to be the very best he can be. But watch this. But the reason he respects me at this age is because he respected me at that age. Does that make sense? Yeah. And I remember one time, just pushing the point that kids learn from a young age. Jay was 3 years old, and he was, he was all boy when he was a little kid, right? All boy means, all boy. You got it. I mean, it was always loud, and trucks would fly all over the place, and, he's just running, and, there's a trail behind him. That was Jay. Now, please don't misrepresent that with bad. Just because a kid is all boy doesn't mean that he's bad. When we told him to slow down, he'd slow down, he'd listen, but when we didn't tell him, he was at 100 miles an hour, right? And so, but one day, Jay was about 3 years old, and all of a sudden, it got quiet in the house. And every parent knows if it gets quiet in the house, I need to start checking up on what's going on, right? And so it's quiet in the house, and at that time we had a two-story house, and they're kind of steep, and so Jay's only three. We really didn't like him to go upstairs by himself, although he could do it with no problem. And so I'm walking around saying, hey, bud, where you at? And that kind of thing, and he wasn't there, so I said, well, he's probably upstairs. I go upstairs, I walk into the master bedroom and find him in our master bathroom. You know, Jay, what Jay was doing? Jay had my razor, and Jay was shaving. And so I did a little cut on my man's face. And so I'm trying not to be too frantic in front of him because he's thinking he's doing something good. My daddy shaved. I'm shaving too. I said, brother, that's not for some several years down the road. right? But what am I saying? That we are setting an example for our kids even at a really young age. Even when your kids can't talk, they can see and they can understand and they can grasp. So we need to do everything we can do to set the right example for our kids so that way they have a great childhood and live an amazing life. And that's a good place to clap right there. So the decisions that fathers make as it relates to how they live their lives sets the tone for how their children live their lives. The choices a father makes affects his children and his children's children. Deuteronomy 30 and 19 says, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I've set before you life and blessings and..." Okay, come on, help me, class. He says, now choose what? Life that you and your children may live. So the choices that we make, hear me now, don't just affect others, but they affect others around us, and it starts with those in our home. You got it? And so you have to understand the importance, fathers, of walking in integrity. When a father walks in integrity, it produces a good name that is carried on for generations. So when people see my kids, even though that they're adult kids and that kind of thing, when people see my kids and they say, "Oh, that's MacGyver's boy," you got it, or that's MacGyver's daughter. Well, I want that to be associated with honor. I want it to be associated with integrity to the degree that, watch this, that they will help my kids based on who I am. That if they see my kid is in trouble, maybe on the side of the road, got a flat tire, "Oh, that's MacGyver's boy. Let me go over and help him." You understand? Why? Because it's not even based on who they are. It's based on who I am. And my son, watch this, has to live his life in a way, watch this, not just for who he is, but for who his son will become. And that's how it's supposed to go from generation to generation. Does that make sense? You know, I heard one time, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard one time one guy was talking, and they had a junior and a third and a fourth, and they were really going in the family with like the same name. Like, I'm a junior, I named James the third, my son the third, and so he's James the third, and so he was always Jay until he went to the military, and then after boot camp, you know, I don't know, I was the same way. We start using our government name. You understand? My name is James. You understand? So Jay first gets out of boot camp, and we're like, "Hey, bud, what's up, Jay?" He's like, "Oh, my name's not Jay." We're like, "What's up?" He's like, "My name is James." I felt like, you know, years ago on Bill Cosby, "Son, I brought you into this world. I can take it." And we said, "Okay, Jay," and we kept right on going. And so, Lord Jesus, and so the legacy of a faithful father outlives his lifetime. Fathers, even when no one else sees you walking in integrity, God sees you walking in integrity. God sees your faithfulness, and I want every father to know that God is going to reward you for being an amazing father. Amen. So let's review. We said point number one, fathers lead with love and sacrifice. Point number two, fathers walk in integrity. Here we go. Point number three, fathers trust God through every season. Fathers know how to walk by faith. Fathers understand the importance of walking by faith. You know, and this is not a negative situation, but fathers realize there's always something, right? That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. There's always something going on, always something I got to believe for, always something I got to take care of, you know, and those kind of things. I was just talking to one of the members a few minutes ago, and, you know, his baby girl is about to start driving. That means something else. Got to get her a car. You know, there's always something, and that's not a negative thing. It means there's always something for me to keep trusting God for, to keep believing God for. The Bible says in Psalms 112, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be..." Oh, that was okay. "His seed shall be..." There you go. "His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. His children and his children's children shall be mighty. They shall do more than he even did. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." You got it? So a father who trusts God becomes a covering for his family. And so, fathers, you may not always have the answers, but you serve a God who always has the answer. You might not always know what to do, but you serve a God that will always give you the wisdom that you need to make sure you make good decisions for your family. See, faithful fathers leave spiritual footprints for their children to follow. And so at the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road, let me just tell you something. Fathers matter. Amen. Everybody say, fathers matter. Fathers matter. One more time. Say it again. Fathers matter. Fathers matter. And so, fathers, I want you to know that you matter. Even if you feel underappreciated, you matter. Even if nobody pats you on the back, you matter. And even if nobody sees, God sees. Your prayers matter, so keep praying for your kids. Your faith matters, so keep believing for your family. Your example matters because one day they're going to follow in your footsteps. And your obedience, fathers, impacts generations to come. Amen. All right, this is good. We're almost home. Y'all getting anything out of this? And so we said, number one, fathers lead with love and sacrifice. Number two, fathers walk with integrity. Number three, fathers trust in God through every season. And then our last and our final point, fathers are not alone. Fathers are not alone. Because sometimes if you're not careful, you know, men, period, sometimes it can feel that way. Because when we're going through, when you're going through a situation, you know, let me tell you the difference sometimes between, a male and a female. Because we're kind of a little bit different. Sometimes if a lady's dealing with something, they'll talk about it. They want to share their feelings. And, you know, whether it's with the husband or a friend, someone that they can confide in, they kind of get it out. And they're like, "Ooh, that felt good to get out." But a lot of times as men, we don't do that. We don't go out, we go in. And the reason we go in is because we're trying to figure things out. We're trying to fix things. We're trying to, you know, in our minds, how can this work? And how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? And the truth of the matter is you got to understand that even though sometimes they don't talk about it, that fathers go through stuff too. Yeah, I think this is a good place to go home. I think this is a good place to go home. Yeah. Yeah, fathers go through stuff too. Fathers go through pain too. Fathers go through loss too. Fathers go through frustrating seasons too. And so while a father doesn't always, because sometimes if you're not careful, see, that's what I'm talking about. Every time something seems like it's going wrong, he gets all quiet. But did he have an attitude? No, but he gets quiet. Did he raise his voice? No, but he gets quiet. And I can't stand when he, did you ever stop to think maybe he was trying to figure things out? Maybe he's trying to talk to God and say, "God, I don't know what to do. I need you to help me. You got it." And Lord, I've been trying to figure this thing out on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and I still haven't quite. And so sometimes, just like the man needs to learn the why, or the woman needs to learn the man. And sometimes when it goes quiet, it's not the time to fuss, but the time to pray. Not the time to fuss, but the time to pat him on his back and say, "Baby, everything's going to be all right. We're going to get through this." Because here's a big one. Fathers need encouragement too. Isaiah 41. Amen. That's a good place to clap. And so to all the fathers, Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." And so God partners with you in fatherhood. And so, fathers, when you're tired, he'll strengthen you. When you're unsure, he'll guide you. And just know that you are never alone because God is with you every step of the way. In closing, 1 Corinthians 16 and 13 says, "Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith, fathers. Be courageous, fathers, and be strong." And so I want every father in this room and online to know that you matter. I want every father in this room and online to know that you're making a difference. And I want every father in this room and online to know that God is proud of you. And so if nobody's told you in a while, you matter. And if nobody's told you in a while, you're making a difference. And if nobody's told you in a while, God is proud of you. So just keep waking up every day and giving it your best, because I want you to know that your best is enough to God. Because God will always make up the difference in your life. Go as far as you can, and God will pick up and keep on going. And watch what God does in your life. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, and believers are praying all over the building. Father, I just thank you for every dad represented in this room and online. And we bless them today. We ask you to strengthen them. We ask you to guide them. And Father, we ask you to remind them that their labor is not in vain. Let them know and let them feel appreciated, not just today, Lord, but every day. Let them feel honored, not just today, but every day. Let the fathers feel needed, not just today, but every day, in the name of Jesus. And so I thank you that as they continue to lead their homes with love and with faith and with integrity and with courage, that you bless them and that you keep them and that you cause your face to shine upon them in an amazing way. Give those dads the desire of their heart, Lord. Increase those fathers, Lord. Do something special for them in this season of their life, in Jesus' name. And while heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying all over the building, I want to make a couple of appeals. I want to make appeals for salvation and for rededication and also church membership. Maybe you're in the room and you're not connected to a church. And maybe you've even been coming to this one, but you haven't actually made it your church home. I believe the church you go to and the word you hear makes a difference. I believe the type of life you live is based on the kind of church you go to. And that's not a competitive statement. It's just a true statement. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord are the ones that flourish. And so you need to be planted in a good church, in an environment of faith, around people of faith that will help produce your faith so you can get the victory, not in some areas, but in every area of your life. And so Lady LaCante and I, we pastor this church together, and we know we have what it takes to teach you the word of faith, to help you overcome every obstacle so you and your family can live an incredible life. We want to be your pastors, but the choice is yours. It's up to you. And if you feel that in your heart today, I need to make the commitment, whether it's my first time or my 15th time, take the connection card, check off the box that I'm joining a WLCC, sign up for membership 101, and be on your way to seeing God do some amazing things in your life. Maybe you're in this room today or you're online and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to give you the opportunity. Jesus is the absolute best thing that ever happened to me, and I know he'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10 and 9, if we'll just confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And let me just break that down. All that means is you got to know, number one, that God sent his only son Jesus to die for you. And then number two, you've got to be willing to say, hey, I'm a sinner and I need to repent of my sins. And then number three, I need to invite Jesus into my heart to be the Lord of my life. If you do those things, the Bible says that every man that comes to Christ is a new creation, that old things are passed away and behold, all things become new. So if you're in this room and you're not saved, but you want to be saved, you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer. If you're in this room and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, I don't want you to feel ashamed, and I want you to know God's not mad at you and God's not upset with you. He loves you very much. Or maybe if you're in this room and you're a Christian, and like me, maybe sometimes you make a mistake or you say something wrong or have an attitude and you just want to make sure you have it right with him because you just have so much gratitude because of everything he's done with you. And so you take that time and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And so that prayer will work for you too. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask everyone under the sound of my voice in this room and online to pray that prayer. And so I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you. Oh, holy God, I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. Tell him you have nothing to do with me and I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord and I'll always serve him. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand praise? Are you glad?